Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Coach Melissa Show. We are here to coach you to your success, to your purpose, to your passion, and your destiny. Tune in each weekday morning, Monday through Friday. Tune in for a lesson, a tool, a tip, or a strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only what you ought to be doing in your life, but exactly where you should be going and how you should be getting there. So stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. Don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. Now get that pen, that pencil, that paper out. Get ready to take lots of notes. Get ready to go to another level in your life. If you would like to speak to Coach Lalisa after the show, go to www.coachlalisa.com and join our mailing list so that you can stay up on all of the happenings. All right, if you're ready to go, we're going to go right into the show right now.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. Well, this is Coach Lalisa, and I am here to talk to you this morning about a topic that I feel very, very passionate about, but it is also a topic that is very dear and near to my heart. And you probably have guessed it by now, I have a lot of topics that are very dear and near to my heart, which is one of the reasons I do the radio show. And you may have also noticed that there's been a slight change in the show as it relates to the name of the show. So, you know, the show has taken a few turns here and there throughout the years that we've been on the air here with Blog Talk Radio since 2008. And I want to see if we can make it to 2020. Can you believe it? 2020, when that happens, that'll be amazing. That'll be 10 years. Well, 2018, actually, just three more years. We'll be on the Blog Talk Radio for 10 years. But 2005 does celebrate 10 years that I've been in radio because I started. Oftentimes, I do say I started with Harvest Radio, which is on the AM dial here in New Jersey. But I actually started with a company called Audio Acrobat. And I believe they're still around. I haven't done anything with them. And all the shows I had on there, I lost all those shows because I didn't keep that account. And eventually over the years, they got rid of it. But my very, very first show was on Audio Acrobat. And that was, I started with them in 2004. And I finished with them around May or June of 2005, and then I got on Harvest Radio. I did my first Harvest Radio show in December of 2005. So this year I make 10 years just being kind of, really 11 years just being in radio altogether. And when I started, you know, I just kind of went in and just did it. But it does kind of go to the fact of this whole doing what you love. So, yeah, do what you love, and then how to get paid for what you love doing. And that's the title of our show this morning. The show is How to Get Paid for What You Love Doing. So let me first ask you a question before I go any further. Verse one, did you get the activity sheet? It's located on the website, activity sheets with an S, sheet, like a sheet of paper. ActivitySheets.CoachLalisaShow.com. So number one, did you get the activity sheets? And number two, would you like to get paid to do what you love? Would you like to get paid for what you absolutely love doing? So I need to ask you those two questions. And if you answer yes, so in other words, I could have I can have you raise your hand. I can say, all those who would like to get paid for what they love doing, raise your hand. If you're like me, that's if you're like me. Now, if you're like some other people, maybe not so much. But if you're like me, you wanted to, you also want to get paid for doing what you love. Now, I'm going to tell you some of the reasons, you know, why I think that's important. And then later on, I'll share how you can find out more about how to do that. If you're not already doing so, and if you are doing so, please, you know, feel free at the end of the show. I'll open up the phone lines. You can share, you know, share with our listening audience what you're doing that you love to do and that you're getting paid for. So a couple of things that I'm doing that I absolutely love doing. I can do it, and it's not a problem, and I absolutely get paid for this. And sometimes this is a shock to a lot of people. But back to the changes of the show. The show, the name has changed. So it's not the Coach Lalisa Show. So when you go to the internet, you'll start to see the Lalisa Show. So we just kind of, you know, shortened it a little bit more to help people find it. So to help people remember, because not everybody will remember, you know, that I'm a coach. Or people, not everybody knows that I'm a coach because I do several other things. I don't do everything. Don't get it twisted, but I do several other things. However, I can guarantee you, this is a guarantee for you. This is that everything that Lalisa does right now in my life, I absolutely love doing them. So when I turned 58, that was last November, okay, I turned a corner. Another corner. I have turned several corners in my life. But when I turned 58 in November of last year, I then turned shortly after that, like less than 2 months, I turned another corner. And that other corner was to squarely be in the center of doing exactly what I love doing and getting paid for it. Now, let's think that there are other people who do what they love and they get paid. For instance, let's look at the tennis pros, people like that, you know, they love what they do and they absolutely get paid. The ones who are professionals, right? That's another thing, too. If you're doing something that's your profession, a lot of times that's an indicator, a signifier that you love what you're doing. You've made it a profession. You've invested time. What that means is you've invested time and money to be trained to do that. And typically the thing that we invest our time and our money in, especially our time and our money, typically signifies something that we love doing. Because if you didn't love doing it, why would you invest time and money if you didn't love doing it? You know, there are things that people do that probably don't love very much, but you don't invest a whole lot of time in that. You certainly don't invest money in that. Because that would be probably pretty foolish, right? But if you're going to invest time and money, and what I'm saying is that if you're going to invest time and money, you want to invest your time and your money in something that you would love doing. So, for instance, the radio show for Coach Lalisa. So here I am. I do the radio. I've been doing radio for now 11 years. I just told you that. And I absolutely love doing radio. And some of you know that. I mean, anybody that would get up, you know, an hour early every morning, Monday through Friday, for all these years, certainly you're not doing that because you hate it. So I don't, you know, get paid for doing it, but I do make money doing it. So it's not like I get a salary per se, but I do make but I do get paid in a sense, because when people listen to me and they purchase my book or they attend one of my seminars or one of my conferences, in essence, I am getting paid and I'm doing what I love. So I just gave you one quick shot instance right there of how to get paid for doing what you love. The problem with a lot of people is, two things. They don't know how to get paid enough. They don't know what is enough pay, and they don't know how to do enough of it so that whatever pay that they are getting becomes a substantial income for them, right? And so if you got the handout, right? Let's look at that. And the handout I have right there is the title, How to Get Paid for Doing What You Love. And you already said that you would love, or said that you would want to do that. So how many of you would love to do that? You would love to get paid for doing what you love, okay? And so I got these three statements there that you have to kind of fill in the blanks. So I'm going to give you those missing blanks right now. So number one is on your handout, if you have a handout. Number one, do what you love and the money will come. So some of you, you've heard that before. You certainly heard it right here on this broadcast. I'm sure you've heard it from almost every motivational speaker out there, motivational speakers, inspirational speakers, you know, various people. Or maybe you heard it from Coach Lalisa, because I like to say it a lot. And if you follow me on Facebook, Twitter, places like that, you've seen me post it, or you've seen someone else post it. However, I don't know if a lot of people really, you know, buy into that. But here's why I buy into it. Here's the lesson that I got from this, right? This is my big lesson and my big takeaway from this. When you do what you love, okay, when you do what you love, first of all, when you love doing something, you typically do it better. You typically do more of it. And those two things alone, doing more of it and doing it better every time, makes you better at it. And soon you become so good at it that you become an expert in it. And by you becoming an expert in it, people pay for experts. People pay for experts. Whether they are typically it's you're called a consultant. As a consultant, yes. And good morning and hello in the chat room there. I see you in there. Good morning and welcome to the show. If it's your first time tuning into the show, take a seat, sit back, get your pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes, and welcome. Also, if you have a comment or a question, you can always call in on 347-945-7991, and I'll take your questions or your comments later. And so that's the first statement on the handout is, do what you love, and the money will come. And that's a big lesson right there for some people. And today, the problem today is that a lot of people, the reason why so many people, and I know it was my problem, the reason why so many people are doing what they absolutely hate, and some people are even doing what they hate and barely getting paid. Not only are they not getting paid, but they're barely getting paid, not getting paid absolutely what they love doing. And then on top of that, they're doing stuff that they don't even enjoy doing. And the problem with a lot of people is that they just never take the time. They just never take the time to sit down and try to figure out how to do what they love. And maybe they don't even know how to do it. But if you want to get paid for doing what you love, you're going to have to find a way to do what you love until the money comes. You've got to do that. I mean, there's no other way around it. So we'll talk more about that later. The second thing is, the second statement that you see on the handout there, right? And maybe you already filled it in. Maybe you already know what goes there. Maybe you've had this training before. Maybe you've had this seminar before. Maybe you've thought about this before. I have no doubt, you know, great minds think alike. You know, you've been tuned into the show. You've been tuned into some of the messages here, some of the inspirational and motivational concepts. So it may not be hard to figure out. But for those of you who don't and you want me to fill in the blanks, is number two is be willing to do it for free. Right? Be willing, and that right there, be willing. See, a lot of people aren't willing to invest the time and the money into doing what they love. Because, again, you invest the time and money on the front end, and that's when you'll get paid on the back end. But you would have to have your delayed gratification intact, and a lot of people don't have that intact. A lot of people want what they want when they want it, and they want it right now. They want it fast. They want it really, you know, they put themselves out because they want it so bad and they never put in the time and effort. So number two is be willing to do it for free. Be willing to do what, Coach Lalisa, you're probably saying to yourself. What do you mean, be willing? Be willing to do what? Be willing to do what you love. And be willing to do it for no pay. Okay, for instance, the radio, right? I wanted to be a paid speaker. It's one of the things that I love, love, love to no ends. I love to no ends being a public speaker, being a motivational speaker, public speaker, inspirational speaker, a preacher, a workshop leader, a trainer. Any of those things, I'll check, 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 check. Radio show host, MC, okay? All of those things are in line with what I love doing. And I wanted to do that, and I wanted to get paid for doing it. However, I had to put in some time, and I still do free sessions, like right now. I'm not being paid to do radio. So you have to be willing to do it for free. Again, why? Because free makes you better. When you do something for free that you love doing, your heart is all in because you're not getting paid. Some people go to their jobs, for instance, right? And because of the pay, and they don't really like it all that much, but they're so caught up in the pay that they never really have time to really fall in love with it. And it just becomes a routine. It just becomes some type of, like it almost becomes drudgery. They just drudge, doing it, right? And they never take the time to really fall in love with it and to really value it. But it's nothing like doing something for free. And I think that's probably why now, even in schools and high schools around the country, they're making the youth volunteer. You know, see, volunteering is a good way to find out what you love doing. Because, again, when the pay is involved, it takes you in another mindset that you may not ever get to find what you really love. You know, sometimes people who are unemployed, that's why they say sometimes that a lot of millionaires, they were unemployed for a long time because they had an opportunity to kind of just do nothing until they found what they really loved doing. But maybe they were forced into it, but it still worked. So that's the second point, is to be willing to do it for free. And doing it for free kind of takes you off of a hook. You're not just there for the money. So you're there because you really want to be there. And if you don't want to be there, well, it's for free and you don't have to stay. And then it allows you to kind of go do other things. Here's another example of me doing what I love and getting paid for it. And, well, I love talking. And I get paid to talk. That's all. So I teach. Not this semester. I teach at night online and through webinars. But I was teaching in the classroom for like the past, since 1998. I taught my first class in a community college in 1998. It was right as I was starting my MBA program. And I wanted to do, I was getting this MBA, and I wanted to help other students learn what I had already learned. So I started teaching a GED course through Essex County College, through their continuing ed department. But it gave me an opportunity to get paid for doing what I loved. Like I said, I love public speaking, training, workshop leading, all of those things, teaching. So I love that. It's what I absolutely love doing. And I got paid to do it. I have got a paycheck. So it's very simple. People think it's really complicated, but it's not. I'll give you another example of something that I do where I love doing it and I get paid. I'm going to give you another example. You're probably going to laugh at this. Some of you know that I have a book. I have several books, so I write. Well, I get paid. Those books, when I sell a book, I get paid, right? And writing is just talking in pen and ink, or pencil and ink, or typewriter and ink, computer and ink, right? It's the same thing. As a matter of fact, they got these fancy tools out there that you can talk and it'll type for you. So there you have it. I'm still talking. I'm still getting my thoughts out to the world. and I get paid to do it every time somebody purchased that book, and or I have been invited to speak in, you know, prominent places such as Procter & Gamble, various other churches, organizations, Continental Airlines, and all kind of places. I don't want to start naming them, but there's so many. And why? Well, how do I get paid to do this? The book. People buy the book, or they'll pay me because I have a book. People think when you have a book, when you have a book, people feel they have to pay you. So, there it is. You can actually get paid to do what you love. Now, I'll give you one more point, and then I'll start to open up for questions. And again, good morning, and welcome to, if you just tuned in to the show, good morning and welcome. I'm Coach Lalisa, and we're talking today about how to get paid for doing what you love. And I tell you, it's a wonderful feeling. I can't go back. I will never, ever go back. If I live to be 150, I will never go back to getting paid for doing what I do not like doing. Now, I'm not to say, listen, trust me, if you have a job and you have a mortgage, car note, family to feed, what have you, I'm not telling you, do not quit your job because you don't love it. Please don't do that. Okay, I don't want anybody trying to sue Coach Lalisa because I'm not telling you that. This is not what this show is about. All right? I'm not telling you to walk off your job. That's not what I'm telling you to do because you don't love what you're doing. All I'm telling you what to do is that. I'm just talking to you about how you can get paid to do what you love. But I probably should do another show on how to don't quit one job until you have another one. Now, that's fine if you have a job that you do not like and you want to get one that you do like, then okay, fine. Get the one you like first and then quit the other one. That's perfectly fine. Or if it's a succession, like you're going to, little bit by little, you're going to work your way up to the one that you really love. Fine. That's fine, too. But you never quit one job until you have another. Absolutely don't do it. It just makes you a better candidate when we're looking at resumes. When we're looking at resumes, that's the first thing some places don't look at resumes like that, but there are organizations that still look at a resume. A human being looks at a resume, not a machine, okay? And we still look at, you know, how long did you stay on your last job? Okay, we don't care now if you worked five places, not like back in the day, where they only wanted to see you have worked one place in 20 years. So we're not there. However, we don't want to see you in a new place every year or every 2 years. We don't want to see it. You can have that in your history, but we don't want to have that as your mode of operation. It could be a time period, maybe 4 or 5 year period of your, you know, 15-year work life. Sure, you changed 3 jobs in, you know, that time, but not your whole 15 years, every 2 years you're on a different, you had 8 jobs in 15 years. No, they don't want to see that, right? Unless the company, you know, has just got money to waste and throw away and they just need you for a year. But if they have money, they don't want to invest it like that. So, all right, enough of that. So I just wanted to make that clear. Do not quit your job because you don't love what you're doing. And Coach Lalisa said that you can get paid for what you do. That's why I'm explaining to you that there's these other pieces in place. Okay? You have to do what you love. And I said the money will come. I didn't say the money was there right away. The money will come. And then I also said that you had to be willing to wait. You need that delayed gratification so it doesn't happen off the bat. And then I said you have to be willing to do it for free. So what that could mean is that you could have your one main job that's your main source of income to help pay your rent, your mortgage, your car note, feed yourself and or your family members, take care of any other financial obligations that you've already accumulated. Now you keep that income coming in, and then what you love doing, you can always do that off that clock, so in the evenings or during the day or the weekends or the summers or whatever the situation is. But you don't want to put it off too long. So number three is, it's all blanks right there, right? Number three, it's all blanked up. And I will tell you what goes in that blank in just a minute. But it goes like this. When you love your work, you never work a day in your life. Yes. When you love your work or your job, whichever one you want to put there, you never work a day in your life. And so people might say, well, why do I need to, why does it matter that I have to, you know, love what I do? Because then when you do that, it just, all the stress melts away. All the problems seem to melt away because a lot of people attach work to, you know, negativity. They don't like their jobs. They're not too happy. I can tell because I've been in a lot of companies. And the people, they just seem so unhappy. And I'm thinking to myself, boy, this person doesn't love what they're doing. This person doesn't love their work. And yet they're getting paid. And I'm saying there's no need for that. You can get paid to love what you're doing. So that's what I wanted to share with you today. And if you want to learn how, or if you want help finding how to get paid for what you love doing, I'd love to help you do that. And I would love to help you, you know, figure it out. Figure out what do you love doing. That's number one. You have to figure out what you love doing. And then I would help you, you know, find ways to break into that particular career or that particular job. And so there will be a webinar. I'll be doing a webinar to show you how to do that. And so if you're that person who would love that training, then all you would have to do is send me an email to coachlalisa@release-your-power.com. Just send me an email and let me know that you want to take that training, and I will send you a link for that webinar. And if you forget, you can just go back to this recording and get the email address again, but it is coach, C-O-A-C-H, Lalisa, L-I-L-I-S-A dot, or at rather, not dot, but at, the at sign, release, R-E-L-E-A-S-E, dash, your, while you are a dash, power, P-O-W-E-R.com. And now I have a few minutes left for questions. If you do have a question or a comment or an outburst, you would hit your number one key and I would open up your phone line and I would take your call. Or if you have a question about how you can get paid for doing what you love. And again, if you're on Facebook, if you're on Twitter, if you see my message out there, please let me know. What do you think about the topic? If you're signed in, well, if you're signed in, you can also put it in the chat room. And I thank you for tuning in. I welcome you to the show. Tomorrow, we have another session of the show tomorrow. And as a matter of fact, I will tell you what tomorrow's topic is going to be. And again, if you want email address, you go to go to coachlalisa@release-your-power.com. Now tomorrow, which is Friday, wow, can you believe it, the end of the week? Tomorrow the show topic is how to undo a setback. You know, we have setbacks in life, a little one here, a little one there. And most people, they don't know how to, you know, move forward. Sometimes in order to move forward, you have to undo what's in your way. And so that's what we're going to talk about. And then I'm so excited about Monday's topic. Monday, I'm going to be telling you, I can't wait. Monday, I'm going to be talking about the power of focus. The power of focus. So all on the Lalisa Show. So I appreciate you. I thank you for tuning in to the show today. Hope you got something out of the show today. Please tell a friend. Go and tell someone to tune in to the show. Tell them this show is the show where you want to be in the mornings at 7 a.m. You want to be motivated. You want to be empowered. You want to be encouraged. You want to tune in to the show because we're going somewhere. We're going somewhere. And where are we going? Up. So take care. Have a great day. And we'll see you back tomorrow, same time, same place. And don't forget, send me a tweet. Send me a tweet. I'm on Twitter. You can find me on Twitter. You can find me on Facebook at facebook.com/CoachLalisa or Twitter.com/CoachLalisa. Take care. God bless.